someone who is not my wife saw me naked. I think I owe some apologies. Anyone accidentally see you naked? Like someone who you didn't want to see you naked, like, oh my God. Deer in headlights moment. 314-531-9898. Who walked in on you? Naked, in the shower, hooking up. Who saw your booty? For me, I am a busy guy, and I'm constantly thinking. This is my excuse of why someone saw me naked. And so I just don't think. I'm constantly just, brain's always going. So I get in from work, and my kids are outside playing with my wife in the backyard. And I leave the door open because we have like a glass front door and stuff like that. Leave some, you know, light in. Got some beautiful fall weather. Sun's shining, you know. Mm-hmm. So I leave the door open and I go get changed. And I realize, oh, my gym bag's out in front. I wanted to grab those like shorts and t-shirt as word of the gym. I'm going to go in the backyard and play with the fam. So I'm just going to go get those. And so I'm in the middle of changing in my bedroom. And I'm naked at this point. I'm like, oh, I'll just walk up front and go get it. So as I'm like having a conversation with myself, I walk up to the front of the door where my gym bag was and standing butt naked, completely naked, just hanging there. I lock eyes with this guy mowing my neighbor's house and he's going back to his truck to get a tool. And he's looking at me and I'm looking at him and, I apologize to the bros that mow, but that's the name of the company. No. It's called Bros That Mow.
We will not be getting endorsement with them.
We are not bros for life. I just locked eyes with them. I waved. I didn't know what else to do.
Wave? Then you look creepy like you played it and you liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
That is true.
Don't wave. That was a terrible decision.
You just walk like you didn't even notice it.
I don't have a strut naked. I don't have a naked strut.
No, because like Sarah gets after me a lot for walking around the house, you know, because we leave the windows open or the, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if they're looking in, they're going to get a show.
That's on them. My God, Kevin, coming through for me. You put on a show too?
Yeah, and I mean, we've got trees and I don't think neighbors are coming by. Man, if they are coming by to see me, you need to get another hobby because it's really not worth the price of admission.
I think you just ignore it.
I think that's the whole point. Like, you know, if they're looking in, I kind of tend to believe they really can't see in. Maybe they can.
Now, this guy locked, like, we were like dead set eyes
locked. I honestly think this happened to you as a warning to me because the amount of times our lawn people have almost seen me completely naked. Like, I feel like this is my sign I need to put my clothes on.
AB, I don't even know what to say.
I don't think guys can say that.
You also use the bros that mow.
Yeah,
yeah, they're
the
really
bros
popular.
That mows are always looking at me. I mean, they'd probably rather see AB naked than me. I have a feeling.
You know, Brett, when you asked who's seen you naked, I feel like a lot of people have seen me naked. Like, I feel like this happens to me all the time.
Take that out of context.
Yeah,
guys, I've seen a lot of people have seen me naked.
No,
right.
That's what you just said. I feel like I always have like accidents happening to me. Like the other day, prime example, our AC went out. And so our windows had to be open and the blinds had to be open to get airflow in it. And I'm not used to that. I'm always like a blind shut person. Well, it was nighttime, so my lights were on, but it was dark outside. And I got out of the shower, shut the door in my room, dropped my towel. I'm like getting ready, flipping my hair up and down to like dry it. And all of a sudden I look up in my window and my next door neighbor, Jack, is staring directly at me. Like, directly at me, and it wasn't just like...
Was Jack being creepy, or was Jack just like...
Yeah, was he just like, hey?
I think he might have been starstruck. I don't know. So
starstruck?
Instead of being...
You like what you see,
Jack? Jack is like 85 starstruck. Years old, so this is wild.
You probably thought you were doing it purposely.
Yeah,
flipping the hair, yeah, all the stuff.
I still got it.
But unlike you, Brett, I didn't wave and like be happy about it, so I just dropped to the floor, and I had to army crawl.
Butt naked?
Yeah, army crawl, butt naked, booty buck naked, to shut the blinds.
That's a more normal reaction than waving.
Right.
Brett, that was psychotic that you waved.
Well, I mean, it had a moment. I thought you needed to share that moment together. And I feel like it was awkward if I jumped. First off, it was a glass door, so if I army crawl naked, he's going to be like, what the hell?
That might have been a worse view. He's like, what is he into?
What is he trying to do? Is this his mating call?
Mating call.
Okay, who accidentally saw you naked? Someone walked in on you. Guys, there's also someone that in the studio that have seen each other naked. We didn't even address that. 314-531-9898. Who has seen you naked where you wanted to yell this? Someone who is not my wife saw me naked. I think I owe some apologies. Anyone accidentally see you naked? Like someone who you didn't want to see you naked, like, oh my God. Deer in headlights moment. 314-531-9898. Who walked in on you? Naked, in the shower, hooking up. Who saw your booty? For me, I am a busy guy, and I'm constantly thinking. This is my excuse of why someone saw me naked. And so I just don't think. I'm constantly, just brain's always going. So I get in from work, and my kids are outside playing with my wife in the backyard. And I leave the door open because we have like a glass front door and stuff like that. Leave some, you know, light in. Got some beautiful fall weather. Sun's shining, you know. Mm-hmm. So I leave the door open and I go get changed. And I realize, oh, my gym bag's out in front. I wanted to grab those like shorts and t-shirt as word of the gym. I'm going to go in the backyard and play with the fam. So I'm just going to go get those. And so I'm in the middle of changing in my bedroom. And I'm naked at this point. I'm like, oh, I'll just walk up front and go get it. So as I'm like having a conversation with myself, I walk up to the front of the door where my gym bag was and standing butt naked, completely naked, just hanging there. I'm lock eyes with this guy mowing my neighbor's house and he's going back to his truck to get a tool. And he's looking at me and I'm looking at him and, I apologize to the bros that mow, but that's the name of the company. It's called Bros and Mows.
We will not be getting endorsement with them.
We are, now bros for life. I just locked eyes with them. I waved. I didn't know what else to do.
Wave? Then you look creepy like you played it and you liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
That is true.
Don't wave. That was a terrible decision.
You just walk like you didn't even notice it.
I don't have a strut naked. I don't have a naked strut.
No, because like Sarah gets after me a lot for walking around the house, you know, because we leave the windows open or the, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if they're looking in, they're going to get a show.
That's on them. My God, Kevin, coming through for me. You put on a show too?
Yeah, and I mean, we've got trees and I don't think neighbors are coming by. Man, if they are coming by to see me, you need to get another hobby because it's really not worth the price of admission.
I think you just ignore it.
I think that that's the whole point. Like, you know, if they're looking in, I kind of tend to believe they really can't see in. Maybe they can.
Now, this guy locked, like, we were like dead set eyes
Brett, locked. I honestly think this happened to you as a warning to me because the amount of times our lawn people have almost seen me completely naked. Like, I feel like this is my sign I need to put my clothes on.
AB, I don't even know what to say.
I don't think guys can say that.
You also use the bros that mow?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
bros
really
that mows are always looking at me. I mean, they'd probably rather see AB naked than me. I have a feeling.
You know, Brett, when you asked who's seen you naked, I feel like a lot of people have seen me naked. Like, I feel like this happens to me all the time.
Take that out of context.
Yeah.
Guys, I've seen a lot of people have seen me naked.
No!
Right. That's what you just said.
I feel like I always have, like, accidents happening to me. Like, the other day, prime example, our AC went out. And so our windows had to be open and the blinds had to be open to get airflow in it. And I'm not used to that. I'm always like a blind shut person. Well, it was nighttime, so my lights were on, but it was dark outside. And I got out of the shower, shut the door in my room, dropped my towel. I'm like getting ready, flipping my hair up and down to like dry it. And all of a sudden I look up in my window and my next door neighbor, Jack, is staring directly at me. Like, directly at me, and it wasn't just like,
was Jack being creepy, or was Jack just like,
was he just like, hey?
I think he might have been starstruck. I don't know. So instead of being,
you like what you see,
Jack is like 85 years old, so this is wild.
I probably thought you were doing it purposely.
Yeah,
flipping the hair, yeah, all this stuff.
I still got it,
but unlike you, Brett, I didn't wave and like be happy about it, so I just dropped to the floor and I had to army crawl
butt naked.
Yeah, army crawl, butt naked, booty buck naked, to shut the blinds.
That's a more normal reaction than waving.
Right.
Brett, that was psychotic that you waved.
Well, me and had a moment. I thought you needed to share that moment together. And I feel like it was awkward if I jumped. First off, it was a glass door, so if I'd arm and crawl naked, he's gonna be like, "What the hell?"
That might have been a worse view. Yeah, yeah. He's like, "What is he into?
Yeah, what is he trying to do? Is this his mating call?"
Mating call.
Okay, who accidentally saw you naked? Someone walked in on you, guys. There's also someone that. In the studio that have seen each other naked. We didn't even address that. 314-531-9898. Who has seen you naked where you wanted to yell this?